Right now, it's time for this.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Buzz Fendall, owner of the Bull Barista. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Buzz from Aoife Walsh. She wants to know, what made you become a barista?
I love drinking coffee. I love people. Two things go together, so some idiot paid me for it. So I got paid for drinking espresso and talking to people.
And John Gavin is wondering, what sort of training do you have to do to become a barista?
Extensive if you want to become a professional barista rather than just a coffee maker. The training never, ever, ever stops.
Okay, why doesn't the training stop? Because everything changes, the fashions?
It keeps rolling over and over and over. And it's simple to say, yes, we've got things right, when after over two decades of me doing it, I'm still learning this. Things are changing as the times change.
Dermot Healy, what's your favourite drink to make?
Espresso, but that is essentially the building blocks of any drink we make. Get the espresso right, you're halfway there to making cappuccino latte.
Jennifer Curran, what's the difference between a cappuccino latte and a flat white?
Good question. Cappuccino is one third espresso, one third milk, one third cappuccino foam. A latte is smooth, velvety milk poured into a nice, as we do it, espresso. And when we say flat white, everyone has their own meaning of a flat white. Traditional flat white is a double shot of espresso in an 8-ounce cup. And we have a number of sizes because when in Rome, do what the Romans do as such. So, but traditionally a flat white is quite simply a double shot of espresso with milk, simply not steamed and textured, but smooth milk and exactly what it says, flat white poured on top of it.
So it's the milk that makes the difference.
But it's stronger than a latte as such.
Okay. How do you do the art with the milk? Shannon Carey wants to know.
Okay, we are a little bit different. I bought this to Ireland 15 odd years ago. We use chocolate syrup. There's latte art, which is different. Chocolate syrup's what we play with, which is a wee bit unique as such. And when we do this here, we do it on a cappuccino, a mocha, or a hot chocolate only. Your velvety canvas, your milk needs to be totally velvety in order to stop the chocolate falling through. Every person, every barista has their own imagination, so you can imagine what goes on at times.
Interesting. Lisa Fiore, why are pumpkin spice lattes a thing?
I don't understand the word or question.
They're not a thing in the Bull Barista, I'll tell you that much. Well, Susan's wondering, what do you make as an independent cafe of big chains like Starbucks and Costa?
They help people like us in business. They have their place in the community. Quite simply, a lot of people like them. I can't say their coffee's rubbish or anything like that. We've grown up over the years. Their coffee is simply not to our liking. Big chains like that do take away from us, the people that want to study, buy a €2 coffee and sit there for 7 hours. Little cafes like us cannot afford that there. So the big chains itself help keep us little businesses going.
Okay. Paddy Lynch, what's the best part of your job?
Bullshit and coffee.
Hey! Brian O'Callan, do you like tea?
Yes.
Yes. Peter O'Connell is wondering, what's the most stupidly convoluted order you've ever had to take?
We've been asked for pumpkin lattes. We don't understand the question.
It's still with the pumpkin spice lattes.
Anything like that. We quite simply... If someone wants something we're unfamiliar with, we'll ask them to describe it, or we'll simply say to them, leave it to us, we'll sort it out. And we make them what we think it is. If they're unhappy, we will say to them, if you're unhappy with it, give it back to us, we'll simply won't charge you.
Okay, because there are double calf, I don't even understand.
Oh God, right now you've got a double decaf coconut almond sprinkles with chocolate stuff or whatever like that, extra hot, throw some whatever else in it. We'll try to do it to keep the customer, the guest, happy.
Carl Walsh, has coffee overtaken tea in Ireland as our national hot drink of choice?
Really great question. Once again, I refer back to 15 years ago. Coffee was not... the thing, as we say here, I was told initially quite abruptly, We don't drink coffee in this country. Go away. So the coffee culture has really taken off. Ireland had discovered right then when the boom was on, they loved wine. They learned all about wine. The next thing was coffee. People wanted to know about coffee after travelling extensively. Portugal, Italy, Europe itself, people knew coffee. So over and over, it's growing and growing. There has been a couple of World Barista Championship champions now in Ireland. We're very, very well known for espresso. So far as much, the World Barista Championship was held in Ireland a few years ago. So why it's taken off, people now love espresso done properly.
Mm. And finally, what country has the best coffee, Mairead Bray would like to know?
Depends what country you like, what type of coffee you like.
Mm.
I guess what type of people you like socialising with at the same time.
Right, it's all there. And for you, a bean, where would the coffee beans that you love the most?
Well, there's not one specific bean as such. I created a blend which has got two origins from Brazil, one from Ethiopia, one from Sumatra. I like the blend. Other people like what they call single origins, which is quite simply one coffee bean from one farm, one country. Such blending it up is a lot of fun. Like wines, they mix it all up. People can have a lot of fun with their coffee beans. Buy two or three quite simply off your supermarket shelf. If you don't like one, mix it with the other one. Play with it. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Buzz Fendel, owner of the Ball Barista Coffee Shop on Ainger Street in Dublin. Thank you so much for joining us.